News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we journey through the fascinating northeastern part of India, every episode offers new insights and stories. Here is a glimpse of what we have in store for you today. In this episode, we feature the epic cycling journey of Vanan Lamzwala Warte for Mizoram, advocating for a sustainable way of life. We will also take a closer look at the Nationwide Digital Life Certificate DLC Campaign 3.0 from Gangtok. Additionally, we will cover the inauguration of the 6th edition of the Arunachal Literature Festival in Itanagar. But first, let's travel to Nagaland, where the state recently observed Remembrance Day at the iconic Kohima War Cemetery, paying tribute to the valiant soldiers and veterans of World War II. A solemn Remembrance Day ceremony marking the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Kohima was observed on November 11th. This event, organized by the Nagaland government in collaboration with the British High Commission and the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, included a wreath laying and moments of silence to honor the legacy of those who fought in the Battle of Kohima. Here is a report from our Kohima correspondent, Asuno.
Kohima War Cemetery is significant and unique as it is located on the ground where the Battle of Kohima took place. The land witnessed one of the fiercest battles of Second World War, the Battle of Kohima. The resting place of 1,420 Allied soldiers and many were cremated at the Kohima War Cemetery. Speaking at the solemn occasion, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio said, Remembrance Day holds a unique place in Nagaland.
The battle scars remain each in these hills, but they serve as symbol of bravery, sacrifice and unity that still resonate us every day. War has taught us the value of unity and peace. The Naga people have converted the experience of violence into a message for global peace. We observe memories of the battle to spread the message of peace and love. Every year, we hold Second World War Peace Rally to tell the world that peace is the only way forward for all humanity.
British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming said, despite being dubbed the Forgotten Battle in the UK, Kohima remains a place of deep remembrance, particularly for those who are connected through the local culture, military history, and the ongoing efforts to honour the fallen.
That the Battle of Kohima has been referred to previously as the Forgotten Battle back in the UK. It is far from forgotten by anyone here. And let me explain in the words of the head of the Kohima Museum in the English city of York, that in Britain at that time, it was simply too far away to register as much when German force just 22 miles away. But a concerted effort has been made to raise the profile of the Battle of Kohima to such a point that in 2013, it was voted as Britain's greatest ever battle after a debate at the National Army Museum in London. The Commonwealth War Graves Association, assisted by the Nagaland State Government, do a remarkable job in the maintenance and keep of this war grave cemetery, the final resting place for so many heroes.
Mark Marking the occasion, Chief Minister Napier Rio and British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Henry Fleming flagged off the vintage car rally in presence of ministers, advisers, MLAs and representatives from the central and state governments, armed forces, ex-servicemen and former army veterans. For Northeast Diary, this is Asunyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare, DOPPW, has launched the Nationwide Digital Life Certificate, DLC Campaign 3.0, which will run throughout November 2024. This initiative covers over 800 cities, including Gangtok in Sikkim. Here is a report from our Gangtok correspondent, Dili Ram Dulal.
This campaign from 1st to 30th November aims to make the life certificate submission process easier for pensioners. In Sikkim alone, there are extensive support camps set up at 189 India Post Payment Bank IPPBS alongside several State Bank of India SBI branches in Gangtok and other areas like Deorali Bazar, Zero Point, Tadung and Sengtham. Recently, Manoj Kumar Tiwari, senior consultant at DOPPW, visited this camp in Gangtok, guiding pensioners on the use of face authentication technology for submitting their life certificates. This feature introduced by DOPPW in 2021 allows pensioners to submit certificate through a simple smartphone scan. No need for extra biometric devices. The DLC campaign 3.0 is especially beneficial for super senior citizens and incapacitated individuals. Not only does it bring ease of access, but special provision include home visit for those unable to visit in person. This campaign has truly brought a whole of government approach by collaborating with banks, pensioners, association, UIDAI, the Ministry of Defense and Railway, and more. To give us some insight into this, we have a record message from Nita Niras, one of the beneficiaries of the Digital Life Certificate Initiative.
I am Nita Niras from State Government of Sikkim. I am one of the beneficiaries of this new scheme started by Department of Personnel, Grievances and Training, Government of India. This scheme is about authentication for our life certificate. This is new in the sense that it will avoid certain frauds, also scams, anything, and it will be very easy for us. Like if I am coming from a rural area, I don't have to travel, spending so much of money and rushing to cyber cafes, getting, you know, this done. It will be done by the banks also. I can do it by myself. Now where we just open the app from the Play Store and we can upload our life certificate. This is required every year in November and we have to do it. All the government servants have to do it. Now even a child, a younger one, they are very techno savvy. They can also do it for us at home, for us, the old people, the senior citizens.
The previous campaigns were immensely helpful for pensioners. In 2022, over 1.41 crore digital life certificates were submitted, including 42 lakh from central government pensioner. And last year in 2023, that number grew to 1.47 crore with 45 lakh submission from central government pensioner. The ease and accessibility of these services are truly transforming the life of pensioner. Diriram Dulal, Akashwani News, Gangtok for Northeast Diary.
Read and read.
The sixth edition of the Arunachal Literature Festival kicked off in Itanagar yesterday. The three-day event was inaugurated by Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, in the presence of the state's Home Minister Mama Natung, IPR Minister Nyato Dukam, and a host of literary figures, and enthusiasts also at the DK Convention Center. Here is a report from our Itanagar correspondent Rakesh Dole.
The sixth edition of Arunachal Literature Festival is seeing many literary personalities from different genres. Inaugurating the festival, Arunachal Pradesh Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik said that Arunachal Literature Festival is providing a platform to the local authors and poets and encourages them in the field of literature. The festival is being organized by State's Information and Public Relations Department in collaboration with Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society. Nyali Atta, Secretary, Information and Public Relations Department, informed that the theme this year is A New Dawn of Literature, and the festival this year has incorporated few new things.
Well, the theme itself implies, we are hoping that this will be a new dawn of literature. We have tried to incorporate a few new things, like in the earlier five editions, we had all those storytelling sessions and workshops and, you know, like reciting of poems, reading out of portions from the books by the authors. This time we have put in two new things. One is the children's corner, which we are trying to cater exclusively for the children. And another is there's a satellite venue in Anne's home. It's a new concept, and I'd like to appreciate the police department for this. The children there, they are normally victims of either sexual abuse or domestic violence. So they are housed there. So we were informed about this, and so we also tried to help out from the festival site. So we'll be having 2-3 sessions there of storytelling, and hopefully, if possible, if a session on puppeteering also.
Navanita Deshmukh, a teacher, educator, and a writer of children's stories and poems, sharing her thought and experience on the importance of storytelling, say that seeing the present education scenario, storytelling in different forms plays a very important role in the holistic development of a child.
And let us not forget that this is for the first time that a section for children has been introduced in the Arunachal Lit Fest, which is for the first time that this is happening in the whole country. So I really hope that this will continue with better planning. Most of the schools we visited, we felt that academics was most important for the principals, for the teachers, for the parents. But basing on our experiences, because we have gone to a holistic school, both my husband and I, and we realized that the more activities there are, the more modes of learning there are, there is an overall development of the child, which is far, far more holistic and complete. So I feel that storytelling, songs, games play a very important role.
Padma Sri Satyanarayan Mundur, also known as Uncle Musa, an educationist and a social activist who is the main person behind the reading movement in the eastern part of rural Arunachal Pradesh, expressed his happiness on being part of this literature festival. On the role of literature in shaping society, especially in a culturally diverse state like Arunachal Pradesh, he said that Arunachal Literature Festival and Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society has got a lot of things to do in promoting people writing in their own mother tongue.
So it's very, very clear now when I see any program, anything is being done in mother tongue, such an impact it makes on the mind of the young people. So I feel so much we have, mother tongues have been completely neglected over the decades. The time has come, and this platform like Arunachal Lit Fest and the APLS units in the entire state should work towards producing large number of young people who are confident and writing in mother tongue. That alone can save our society and give a confidence to ordinary people that literature means something to them. It should not be confined to a few elite of the society, but the commonest man should be interested in literature, and that is our culture.
Arunachal Pradesh Literature Festival this time has attracted participants from Thailand, Nepal and England too. For Knowledge Diary, this is Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. white. Say bye, I say bite. Say shark, I say him. And Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Roy.
Say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
While Mizoram's lush green hills and thick forests means that air pollution isn't a major concern, the state government is nonetheless committed to controlling pollution. Efforts include regular vehicle checks and raising awareness through various initiatives. In a further demonstration of its commitment to a clean air mission, the Mizoram State Pollution Control Board, supported by the Mizoram Cycling Association, sponsored Wanalala Mzuala Warte on an all-India cycling tour. Our Aizawl correspondent Rodi has more on this.
With the aim of spreading awareness about pollution, a 34-year-old Aizawl boy has recently completed traveling more than 17,000 kilometers. Meet Wanalala Mzuala Warte, popularly known as Elzeta, who took cycling since 2013. Deeply concerned with climate change and global warming, Elzeta started his all-Indian cycling tour on January 25th and returned to Aizawl on November 5th after riding across 28 states and 5 union territories. Speaking to Akashvani, the resilient Elzeta advocated for a more sustainable way of life and fostering greater sense of environmental responsibility among all sections of the society. He says,
"My name is Wanalala Mzuala Warte, and I am 34 years old, and I'm from Mission Veng, Aizawl, Mizoram."
Okay, you have traveled India more than 286 days, right?
Yes.
So, can you tell me what made you to ride a cycle all over India?
Back in 2009, I have been on this adventure lifestyle, and being an adventure, we are really close to nature, and I was thinking like nowadays we have many problems in climate change, global warming, and I was thinking like, what can I do for my country? So I was thinking during my fitness prime, what can I do for my country? And cycling has been on my life since 2013, and cycle was a part of my weapon. So I was thinking maybe I can cycle all through India, motivating the youth to use this cycling for commuting as short or as well as long commute, so we can reduce carbon emission like that. And so I was thinking like that, and here I am finishing my journey.
Okay, then from Aizawl, at what date you start?
From 25th January, I have started my journey, and the kilometer is around 17,043 kilometers, and the elevation gain is around 1,11,250 something like meters. The elevation I have gained during my journey, and Tripura was my first state, and Manipur was my last state, and I have covered 28 states and 5 union territories.
Okay, so during your journey, you will face a lot of obstacles, and can you highlight some of your obstacles that you face during your journey?
Heat will be the main obstacles. So back in Maharashtra, it was the heat wave was coming, and from Maharashtra to Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, New Delhi, every state was crossing its summer record, the temperature. So I was cycling around 48, 49, 50 like that. So that was the hardest part I have during my journey. And also Ladakh, it was summer, so it was not that cold, but the elevation was quite high. The highest I've gone was Umlingla, the highest motorable road. It was around 5,800 meters above sea levels, so it was very hard to breathe there. And during my journey, also the most dangerous thing I've encountered was trucks and vehicles, because my journey is mainly on the national highway. So we all know that in India, our traffic management and The behavior when we are driving is quite poor, so they just pass me by. And back in UP also, one two-wheeler was from my backside. We encountered each other, so I fell down on the road. So it was very hard, like traffic management. The vehicles are quite dangerous, and also stray dogs. We got a lot of stray dogs in India, so many stray dogs have come, and they come in a pack, so it was quite dangerous for me. They were barking, trying to beat me like that. So stray dogs and traffic vehicles, like especially the heavy motors, is quite dangerous.
Oh, that's the obstacles you face during your journey, right?
Yes.
Okay. What is your message to the people of India?
We all know that India, we are the most populated country in the world. So vehicle carbon emission is quite high. So I think just a local guy from Northeast who can travel all around the country, 17,000 kilometers, maybe we can use this cycling for short as well as long commute, so that we can reduce carbon emission, and also switching off our lights when we are not in our rooms to save energy, and also reduce the use of single-use plastics, and also the garbage management. We can throw our garbage where the government is telling the locals to throw, so that not just burning it anywhere, so we can reduce air pollution.
Okay. So do you have any other upcoming project for the future?
I'm not sure. I think I will have some relaxation back in Mizoram. Now I am home. So I'm not sure of the upcoming project, but I was also thinking like cycling all around the world. But I'm not sure. That depends on God.
And what about putting your cycle in the museum for the next generation to see, and those memories and all?
Yes, the Mizoram State Museum has contacted me, and they were thinking that can we put your cycle at the museum. So it's an honor for me to get that such a message from them. So I am looking forward to it, and maybe we can put the cycle on the museum so that the youths can see what we have done together and what we can achieve, and also to boost their mental strength, and also the importance of health, and also the importance of cycling. So if the government approve, I will surely put on the state museum.
Okay, thank you for giving us your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The epic cycling journey of El Zeta took 286 days. Radila Rembrandt is out there, Akashvani Aizawl.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Now let's enjoy the cheerful track, Ma Ami Sadyaloy Jamai, a nostalgic childhood song by Assamese folk singer Khagen Mahanta.
আমি কত ফুল খামে
আমি জানে আমি কত ফুল খামে
বান্ধিম আমি বান্ধিম মাতে পাতর
আ And folks, with this, we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Join us again next week, same day, same time, for more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the News Services Division of Akashwani.